transistors are a good thing to check, you know, but for why you got the thing apart. But those are not that hard to get to, and they're not that hard to replace if you have a problem with them. If you're not satisfied with them, you can always order some more. They don't, if memory serves, and that's all, I'm going to leave it at that, if my memory is correct, they don't come as a match set. They're, you know, like you can buy a match set of tubes or something of that nature. Those pass transistors in that power supply are not matched, I don't think. If memory serves, they're not, but they could be. You know how my brain works. Sometimes it does and sometimes it don't.
Okay, I'm just learning, you know. Some of it's just, you'd be surprised what you lose over the years. I used to be pretty decent at this stuff, or some of it. But I just, you don't do it, and you just kind of lose touch, I guess. But at any rate, I got the manifold came in the shop yesterday for old World War II Army Jeep. And a guy tried to broke a bolts off in it, and broke one of the ears off. And he tried to fix the thing himself, and just made a boogery mess of it. So that took me a little while to get straightened out. Finally got it straightened out, and he came by. And, he's old Army buddy. I don't, you know, help him out. But boy, I gave him a hard time. I gave him a hard time, Gary. And when he drove off, I called him on the phone and gave him a hard time till he got all the way home. So he paid for it, just not with money.
I can just imagine that conversation. Oh my goodness! Tell him next time not to create such a problem, and he won't get chewed as bad.
Exactly. Well, he threw it back at me, so, you know. But we got it straight. I had to do a little bit of, got the torch out there. Thought about you for a little bit. I got the torch out, and it was cast iron, so I had to, you know, heat everything up and get it up to temp, and then add a whole bunch of brass to it, and then remachine the hole out and thread it and all that mess. So, you know, you look at things and say, well, that's just a, you know, little bitty bolt hole. That ain't gonna be no big deal. But, you know, 4 hours later, you know, you got half of the treasury budget in the thing trying to get it fixed. And, The ears on the thing where the exhaust ports are, they were all warped off of the center, so I had to get them in the block wheel and get everything leveled up, trued up, so he wouldn't have no leaks when he put it on. But, you know, he looked at it, took about 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds, maybe about 5 seconds, and said, boy, that looks good. And, you know, never mind the 6 hours it took to fix it. It took about 3 seconds. Oh, that looks good. How you been doing? Oh, man.
I had an insulator hit you in the forehead. You had to listen to that.
What happened on my forehead? I just didn't want to get in the ham radio with him. I didn't even go there. I just said I bumped it on something, and we, you know, we moved on to another topic. So I let it go. I just didn't want to have that discussion with him. But I will tell you. Let me tell you this. Hang on a minute. Well, from the house to down to the shop. So I got one trail that goes down to the welding shop. And then the shortcut that goes down to the machine shop. Well, on the machine shop trail goes through the pine thicket there. I've got two yellow jacket nests. and I just hadn't done anything with them. If you just walk on one side of the trail, they'll leave you alone. You know, you get too close to them, they'll get you. But I don't mess with them and just step off to the side, and it's, I just hadn't had time. Anyway, we was walking back up on the trail, and I was giving him a hard time about the manifold. And when he got his buzzing around his head, he took off running across the yard, Gary. And I told him that's what he gets for bringing that boogery mess down here.
Oh, mate, I don't believe I'd have done that to him. I wouldn't have been that... I just wouldn't have done that. I've had too many bee stings, and especially them old yellow jackets. Them cotton pickers hurt when they sting. But if you'll take you just take one of your spray cans and fill that cap about half full of gas and go down there after dark. That way they're all in the nest, and just pour it right down in the hole. And you won't have no yellow jackets in the morning.
Yeah. Let me clarify. That would have been went a little bit differently if they had stung him. They didn't sting him. They just chased him a little bit. So, I'd have been a little more sympathetic if they'd got him. But they didn't. They just, scared him a little bit. And, so I just give him a hard time about it.
And now, you just use them bees to get his attention.
Sometimes I believe everything on the yard here is just hateful. Everything. You get some of the stuff that comes in down here, and it's just, it's just an awful mess. You can't ever get anything that's, the pleasure to work on. It's just mangled, warped, rusted, bent, broke, cracked, all the adjectives you can describe. But I guess that's what he comes here for. But I've got kind of picky here lately, and I just, I'm not gonna mess with that. And another thing that gets me is when it comes here in pieces. And then you get two or three tin cans full of parts. No, I'm not doing that because, they'll lose a spring or lose this piece and then you get blamed for it. So it comes here complete with all the attachments, or I just don't mess with it because it's just, it just causes a lot of grief.
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with KO4NUE, Mr. Chad over in Campobello. I agree with you there, Chad. I've told you the tale before about the lady that called me to work on her washing machine, and her husband was an electrical engineer, and he had already taken the timer on the washing machine apart, and it was in about 15 million and a half pieces. And I got it all put back together, but they paid for it. I didn't want to do it, but, the lady had to have her machine back, but I agree with you. I don't mind if somebody has worked on it before me, as far as that goes, but don't bring it to me in a box, or two or three different boxes to put back together. I'm not
going to
do that either.
So I've got a little routine I go through most of the time, I'll stand there and look at it for a few minutes and then, cut my eyes between, him and whatever's in the back of the truck or, what's laying there in a rag. Pause for a little bit and usually say, What did you do? Or how did you do that? Or I never seen something like that. And usually I get the response. The first response I usually get is, I didn't do it. I loaned it out, and this is the way I got it back.
I can believe that. Well, if he loaned it out, he needs to have my policy in place. You know, it's working when it left here. It comes back home in as good or better shape than it left. If you break it, you fix it before you bring it back. Don't bring it back to me broke.
Right, you know, some things I don't mind. You know, he come got the manifold and won't borrow my timing light. Things like that, you know, don't bother me. But machine tools, no, this guy lives down the road 4 or 5 miles from here. He's got a lathe and a milling machine in a blacksmith shop. I don't know exactly what's going on there. But half of the shop is gravel, and he's got a coal furnace in there he does blacksmith work with, and then the other half of the shop's machine shop. Yeah, I don't know either. But anyway, he wanted to borrow my indexer to, you know, cut gears with, and, you know, it's a pretty complicated, complex, expensive item. And it's got a 10-inch chuck on it, and 10-inch chucks for those things kind of hard to find. And when you do find them, they're expensive, you know, a couple $1,000 expensive. And he won't borrow it. And I've been down there and looked at his shop. And, you know, mill machine table's got holes all drilled in it. And Gary.
Just said that his mill, his table had holes all drilled in it. And that's where you dropped out.
Machine shop, first thing you do is look at the tables. If they got holes drilled in them or mill slots cut in them, they're not particular enough for me. So I just told him no. I don't loan equipment like that. And I said I don't want hard feelings, but you know, things like that. Just some of that stuff you just can't buy no more. And you just have to be particular about it. You know.
Understand that, and it, you do have to be particular about it. If you're not, then, you know, shame on you.
I know what you mean, but I mean, I help anybody the best I can, but some things you just got to be careful with, you know. But anyway, well, listen, I sound like you got a good net going on, Gary. I don't want to hold anybody else up and wants to talk, but I just going to drive by and let you know I've got my power supply fixed. Death with it, and let me step on out of here and figure out what's going on with this radio. KO4NUE 73, Gary, I'm clear.
Hey, Chad. Well, it's like I told you before, the reason they put that socket down in there on that circuit board is because they know that chip goes bad and goes bad often. If it didn't, it would be soldered in, and it'd be a pain to get in and out of. So I'm glad you got your power supply fixed and got it working. Go find out what's wrong with your radio, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Tell Miss Anna we said hello, and y'all have a great evening, what's left of it, and a wonderful day tomorrow. Talk to you later, buddy. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. This is Don. KG4PFI, and my wife Linda, KG4QLQ, and we're still down here in the big old town of Piedmont. Good evening to you and everybody on the net. I don't have anything that bump my gums about, so I hope you enjoy doing okay.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don. And his sweet bride, KG4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Linda we said hello. And Don, I can't believe you ain't got nothing to say. You always bumping your gums. As long as I've known you anyway. Oh, my goodness. But hope y'all are doing well. And I was going to tell you something else. I guess your ears have been burning in the last couple of days because me and Joy have been talking about you and Linda.
Something wrong with my ears. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was. Me and Joy was talking about it and trying to decide when we're going to get in the vehicle and come down there and just harass you.
I don't care. No, I've been having a little problem here. I went to the doctor today, and they ain't decided what they're going to do with me, but I think they're going to stick me back in the hospital for long. I had a surgery here about five weeks ago, and the lame thing won't heal up, and they've been giving me antibiotics and packing it and all that kind of stuff, but I went back today, and he said he wanted to talk to another doctor about me, and he'd let me know, but he wrote another prescription for the prescriptions that I already had, which is an antibiotic, and so I don't know. I'm just playing this thing by ear, and I knew something was wrong with my ears, and somebody like you and Joy both just was buzzing away in there. I didn't know what was going on.
Well, that's good that at least you knew somebody was had you on their minds. And I know what that doctor's doing, Don. He's waiting on something to fall off.
Already have. I just ain't never found it yet.
Well, you know how I am. I tell people all the time, if I had a brain, I'd take it out, play with it, roll it down the road, and lose it.
Oh, my kid come up here the other day and I wanted to know if I knew what had six wheels and flies.
Yeah, everybody knows that. There's a garbage truck.
There you go. He got me on that one because I didn't know, but he also come along with another one there and he said, man had a dog with a talking dog. You hear that one?
No, I hadn't heard that one, Don.
Down the street, and he saw a sign in the front yard that said Talking Dog for sale for $10, and he said he went in there and knocked on the door, and a guy come to the door, and he said, you got a talking dog for $10? And he said, yeah. He said, can I see him? He said, yeah, come on in. He went in there, and sure enough, the dog started talking to him. He said, I've been to Iraq, and I've been to Iran, and he said, the government sent me over there, and he said, they didn't treat me good. They didn't feed me good. And said that even when I got back, it didn't even give me no rewards of no kind. He said, I'd just been treated bad. And the man turned around to the other man and said, you going to sell this valuable dog for $10? And the other man said, yeah. He ain't done all that stuff. He's just a lying dog.
Oh, my goodness. I knew you was going to come up with something, but I didn't catch. I wasn't prepared for that punchline there, Don.
Good life.
Good life and all day. Mostly in myself.
In the mirror.
When I done told Chad when I die, he's going to be the ugliest man in the world.
You're probably right.
Well, at least we can have fun and carry on with each other, Don. That's what makes it all fun.
Just wanted to check in. I'm a little bit late here, but I had some company. My neighbor across the street came over, and we sat and chatted for a while, and I turned the radio on to see if you were still on, and son of a gun, if you wasn't there, I don't know what we're going to do. Well, you enjoy. Take care of yourself. I appreciate you letting me check in on you, Ned. And maybe you won't have nightmares about that joke I just told you. Take care of yourself. KG4PFI, and I'm clear.
Before you go, I'm going to tell you this real quick. I know you like St. Bernards, and we like German Shepherds. Well, Joy got her a new puppy. He's about 3 months old. She is. And it's a black German Shepherd, and it's a pretty little old thing. And if she starts talking, I'm going to bring her down there and put her in your yard.
I'm going down here and talk back to her. It's a St. Bernard.
You're not going to do without your big old dogs, and I ain't going to do without mine either, right?
Getting old there. She's up to almost 13 years old, and she's got a problem. She can't get up and down too good, so I don't know if she's going to be around here too much longer, but we spent a bunch of money on her trying to help her out, but she's having a problem. In fact, she's laying right here in front of me now, so... But anyway, you know, you get attached to them and you just hate to give them up. And one of the smartest dogs we ever had was a German Shepherd and Collie Mix. And he loved to ride in my boat. Going up the lake one day and he's standing right up in the bow of the boat with his lips flapping in the breeze while I was going up the lake. And the motor cut off on me and it dumped him out. And I ran over the top of him with the boat, but the propeller wasn't running. He come up splattering and blowing and carrying on, and I reached down there and grabbed him and pulled him back up in the boat. But it didn't bother him one bit. Next time I went out, he wanted to get in that boat.
I'll be waiting on you to do that again. He's going to come back here and bite you.
That's my cat.
Well, I got to get out of here. You take care of yourself. Tell Joy I said hello, and y'all are welcome anytime. Just call before you come.
Because ain't no telling, we may not even be here. But, you know, we've got things we have to do, like doctor's appointments and the grocery store and just running around acting like we're stupid, you know. Take care of yourself. TG4, PFI clear.
You and Linda take care. Y'all have a great evening, what's left of it, a wonderful day tomorrow. And when we get ready, when we start down that way, we will call, though. We're the same way. That's what I tell people, Don. You know, if it's love to have people come over, but they, you know, I ask them to call for their convenience, not mine. You know, I just want them to make sure that I'm here and I'm not going out, like you say, to the doctor or the grocery store or something of that nature. But y'all take care. Good talking with you. And we're going to get down there to see you before long. 7-3, my friend, you take care. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Thanks to anyone for comments. Is there anyone else would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Found some grid dip meters. Legacy, of course. You prefer an ICO, a Millen, or a heat kit?
I would have to go over here and look and see which one I've got. As far as I know, the ICO used to make a good one. Heat kit made a good one, and I'm not familiar with that other one, unless it's the one I got.
Thing is, you can find plenty of bare meters, but they done lost all the coils. And the ICOs seem to be the ones, and they're, one of them's 1942 to 1949, but the thing's been sitting in a box with nine of the coils. But, you know, I didn't notice any of them that went below 200 megahertz.
I've got mine over here on the shelf. It's in a box, you know, that it came in. And it's still got all the little coils that you plug into the top of it. They ain't missing any, but I don't know how many it's got in it. But that's the main thing, you know, the coils the plug-in coils. If you don't have those, you kind of have to creak without paddle.
In price, you can buy a meter with no coils for $16 plus tax, but if you get one with coils, it's going to cost you more. But compared to what a new equivalent costs today, well, you'd think, heck, you could afford six of them basic rig experts. I saw them begin at about $158 all the way up to almost $900.
We know what kind of test equipment you want and how long you want it to last, I guess, Robert.
Tell you, it would make a great complement to your oscilloscope and other test equipment. So once you get a grid dip meter, if you really want to be a perfectionist, well, second mortgage might have to come into play.
I got to spend all that money. I'm going to get me a spectrum analyzer and be done with it.
Well, that's okay. I just wondered. The Millen looks good. It's kind of retro and cool looking. And like I said, those got coils in them. You can find them for about $75, which I might go, yeah, I can do that.
Like I said, it depends on what you want to do and how you want to do it. I go the old-fashioned route a lot of times. Been tried and true, you know, or it actually works. And sometimes it works a little better than some of the new stuff. But sometimes it don't. So, you know, you take the good with the bad, I guess.
For me, I appreciate it. And y'all have a good evening. This is KD4SRR, clear.
Well, at least I know now that they're still available if you so choose to get rid of a pocket full of money. But do appreciate it. You take care down there, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. I'm going to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 70 tonight. Good net. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in radio land. You're the ones that make the net. Y'all come back again tomorrow night, and you'll have to put up with me again because I'm going to be calling the net for Matt, WG4MC, while he is a vacate, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, this is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.